Hello, everybody. You're listening to a very special episode of the Big Brother Brothers, your ultimate unofficial podcast from your friends at TV Guide. I'm your Big Brother obsessed host, Fox Van Allen. And joining me today, as is usually the case, has been the case in every single episode we've ever done here, is the wonderful and talented Lance Cartelli. Hello, Lance.
Hey, Fox. Can't get rid of me.
How are you? You can get rid of me, but I can't get rid of you. But why would I want to? Because you're such a fantastic and wonderful person.
I believe it.
And speaking of fantastic and wonderful people, Lance, we have a fantastic and wonderful person on the line right now.
Oh, who is it?
It is your winner of Big Brother 19. The Big Brother's most famous meatball. Please join me in welcoming Josh Martinez. Hello, Josh.
What's up, friends? How's it going?
How are you, man? I am so glad.
Good,
I'm glad we get a chance to talk to you, man, because I'm really excited to get your thoughts on a pretty wild Big Brother 21 season so far. And I know you've been in the challenge too, and you know, Lance and I are big challenge fans.
Love the challenge.
Can't wait to talk to you about that. But what have you been up to since your time? I guess we kind of spoiled it because by mentioning the challenge, but what have you been up to since your time on Big Brother?
Yeah, but so I first of all, I haven't even talked BB21, so I'm really excited. This is like my first. I've done a few like interviews, but I'm really excited to do a podcast. So thank you guys for having me.
Oh, cool, of course.
I've been, dude, just keeping busy. It's been 2 years, which is crazy since my season. But I filmed a challenge. I just got back from filming another show that I can't say because it hasn't been released yet. But I've been home for 2 weeks and just working, man. Still doing the online business. Doing the whole eBay, Amazon stuff and just keeping busy and just enjoying the ride and everything that comes after BB. It's a lot. So it's been fun, man.
What's it like being the winner of Big Brother? What's that post Big Brother winner shine, you know, look and feel like?
It's crazy because I thought when I got out of the house that I was going to go back to my normal. I had just finished college, jumped straight into Big Brother, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to go back to my normal life, obviously with more money, but bro, my life changed. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, with 500K, which is good, but it hasn't been the same since I stepped out of that house. Everything, which I'm so grateful for, because everything just completely changed, and I decided to stay doing the whole TV thing, which has worked out really good for me. So life is just completely different, dude. Which I wasn't expecting it, but it's been good.
Yeah, I think Lance and I are both really glad that you decided to do that because you know, this past season of the challenge that you were on, it was fantastic to watch because I love the challenge, but I love the fact that like this world of the War of the Worlds and like throwing in the Big Brother contestants in the mix, like it really kind of, because there's like one dynamic to the challenge house, right? Yeah. And it's usually just like vets versus rookies, right? And this season kind of like turned it a little bit on its head because like there were,
oh, you have no idea what I mean. I can't say much. Wait, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's I think that with what I will say is I think with the addition of Big Brother to the challenge, we have bought a whole strategic and like a whole social game aspect, and with future seasons, I think you guys are going to see that play out and how we completely, I feel, change the game moving on. So it's going to be, I don't know, I feel like I could get in a lot of trouble, but it's going to be interesting. We bring a lot to the game, I feel.
Yeah, we don't want to get you in trouble or anything, but I feel like that's kind of been happening recently. You know, Natalie being on there, she got a lot of backlash for playing like an actual Big Brother style game, but it just felt like a matter of time until that happened, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I think that now with the way that we play, everybody's always threatened by Big Brother. They're like, oh yeah, you play Big Brother, so you're not to be trusted. But I think that a lot of people have picking up on our game style, and they're starting to play that way. So especially with, I feel like last season, throughout the season, people were changing the way that they played the game. And it's a very like straight up, straightforward game. But with War of the Worlds, you needed numbers and you needed friends. And I think that that's where the whole social game came into play. So yeah, I'm really happy with like everybody that has crossed over. Natalie kind of opened the door for us, so she kind of paved the way on the challenge, so that's dope. And I'm excited to continue to do challenges.
Yeah, we're excited to see you on there. You know, that is just like this awesome career through the challenge that you can just keep going back and back. One thing I wanted to know is, what is it like, you know, you won Big Brother, but then you go on to the challenge and you're a rookie, and obviously rookies don't get a lot of respect. What was that like?
I think that, you know, what's crazy is I've always stayed really humble and grounded. I won Big Brother, and yeah, that's huge. And as a fan, it was the biggest thing. But I'm on a challenge in a whole new territory, a whole new, like, it's a different game.
Yeah.
So I didn't go in there like, hey, I won Big Brother, I'm this tough guy. No,
yeah,
it's like,
that doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a rookie, but you're not going to, I'm like, I'm nobody to roll over. Like, I'm very opinionated and strong minded. So I think that people, it was more of like not even being a winner, it's just who I am as a person. Like, I don't back down to anyone. So I think that that's what people realize in my character. It's like, okay, this guy's not a pussy, if I can say that. But I don't think that me winning had to do anything with it. It's just kind of like my personality.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. I want to say, I think you really did a great job on the last season. You know, I feel like, you know, not to say that, like, I went in with, like, any kind of, like, low expectations for you or anything, but, like, we do know, like, how tough it is, like, on your first time in the challenge and, like,
oh, so rough.
And like, making your way through it. And, like, I feel like, you know, if anything, like, it sets you up, like, well for the future if you continue, you want to keep doing this. Yeah. But like, that, like, even that, like, the challenge that you got eliminated on, like, you did such a fantastic job with that, and like, you were
thanks,
just like,
buddy, appreciate
you were
it.
Really, you were like so close there at the end, and like, it's just like, oh man, you know, it's, you're easy to root for.
You brought a fun dynamic to it. You had, you know, you had some comic relief in there too.
Yeah,
and you definitely you saw a different side of you in the Big Brother house. Did you have like a, or in the challenge house, did you have like a different way of going into the game? Did you have like a game plan, or were you just kind of like, this is my first time being on there, I'm just gonna see what happens?
I think that, well, a little bit of both. So honestly, from when you guys saw me on, I think that the most thing that people took away, like the Big Brother viewers that tuned into last season, was like, I guess the change or the growth in my character. And it's like, I was 23 when I did Big Brother, and I was 24 when I did War of the World. I mean, it's a year difference, and I grew a lot from my season to filming the challenge. It was a whole year. So I think that's what people take away. It's like, damn, he's matured a bit. And yeah, so I'm glad that people saw that side of me. But as far as gameplay, I think that I'm a very social person. So I was going in with, like, no ties. Obviously, aligned with my Big Brother alliance, but I was going in, like, you know, I'm willing to work with everyone and whoever wanted to work with me, which was good. But I quickly realized that the challenge house, you know, people have friendships for years that they're always going to ride for each other, have each other's back. So there's no way of, you could be as friendly as you want, they're never going to break their friendship of 5-10 years for a new kid, you know? So it's like, you quickly learn that it's like, it's not so much of a social game, and you got to back it up physically in that house.
That's always one of the interesting things. And you could take it as a pro or con for the challenge, but these people have been doing it, you know, depending who you are, 10, 15 years, maybe 5 years. And those things stay with you, and, you know, they have a lot of social media drama. The off season of the challenge does that.
Oh yeah.
Is there a, when you went back into the challenge, did you want to incorporate that more, or was it like, my first season is a wash, I'm just going to completely go a different direction now?
Well, I really can't. I mean, what I can say is, like, I didn't understand my first season why everyone had so much, you know, like, animosity and all this tension and history. And what I will say is that, like, I completely get it now. Like, what happens in one season does drag on to the next, and you just build that, you know, build that rivalry in between people. So I definitely, going into future seasons of the challenge, I have my problems with certain people that we're going to hash out and that we've hashed out. And, you know, it just, it drags on. There's no way to walk away from it when you have, you took away money from somebody. So it's personal, yeah, you know? Yeah. Yeah. And it's not like Big Brother, you're one and done. No, we're going to continue to see each other. So we're going to get even at one point.
Yeah, those consequences of your decisions last, you know, you could have it 3 years later.
Yeah, yeah. That's what makes it a compelling show, though.
Exactly.
Like, that's like, yeah. It's yeah, where you're getting like just clips.
It's so true. I think that's why this show is so successful, because you see that storyline and you see it play out and you see people get back at each other. So it definitely, the whole dynamic is, it's fun to watch.
Yeah, and I think that we're kind of getting in a point with the challenge where, like, the newbie versus vet thing. I feel like you move into the vet a little bit quicker than you used to.
Yeah,
these days.
Oh, but yeah.
I think if we're already calling like Polly a vet, then like we're like you can move in there pretty quick. So yeah. I'm like super excited. I hope to keep seeing you on the challenge in the future.
Thanks, homie. Yeah. I mean, I'll be around for a bit.
Hope so.
Yeah.
Great.
Hope so.
Yeah.
So, hopefully you're going to stick around with us for a bit. Cause I really want to talk some Big Brother, with you as well. So Josh, if you'll hold on for one moment, we will be right back to get your thoughts on everything. So I take it you're up on this season. You've been watching.
Oh yeah.
So first of all, just your overall thoughts on the season, just so far. What do you think?
I mean, there's so many mixed emotions because my thing is, first of all, I'm a huge super fan of the show. So I've been a fan since I was 14. So I look at it from a fan perspective when I watch, now that I'm not playing, but I am an alum. So yeah. I know what it is to be in that house and to deal with the intensity and the stress of playing the game. So I do have a soft spot for some of these people, but it is a hard season to watch just with all the ignorant stuff and like the way it's being edited and not being, you know, some people are not being portrayed truly how they act. And it's hard to watch. I'm not going to lie, but I'm trying to enjoy the game and enjoy the whole game aspect of it and ignore half of the people that I can't stand.
Yeah. I feel like that's part of the Big Brother experience is also always, there are always people in there that you don't like and you have your favorites. And it seems like oftentimes your favorites never seem to last as long as you want them to.
That's the hardest thing. It's everyone that I was rooting for is basically gone besides Nicole and Cliff. So that's what makes it difficult for me to watch. It's like when you don't have a horse in a race, like you're not that engaged or into it. So it's like I don't have a team or somebody that I'm really rooting for because that person was Ovi and David for me, and now they're gone, you know? So it's like that's what's making it a bit hard for me to really be engaged with it, even though I watch every episode and everything. Yeah. I feel disconnected because I don't have that one person that I'm really rooting for.
Yeah, I understand. I think it's tough. I think that's why I'm grabbing onto to Kat so hard. Like I feel like I'm like hoping for like kind of like the way that you like had like that strong run down the stretch in Big Brother 19, where you know, the entire season, like all of Reddit and social media, were like, "Oh, Paul won the season! Like I can't stand to watch the season, like just to watch everybody just hand Paul $500,000, and I can't believe that no one's doing a thing about Paul." And then and then at some point, like right when this jury phase is beginning, like you start to see like you kind of make your moves with those goodbye messages and kind of like using them in a way that like we really haven't seen people use them before. And kind of like almost come out from like this point where like you're the pots and pans guy, right? To the point where you're
the madman.
You're like a legit like contender. Like you're the only person in the house that sees what's going on, like aside from Paul, like, and that's like a really, and just being able to communicate that, I think, and I
it's feel like one I, of the remarkable 180s, right? In any Big Brother season.
Yeah. And I feel like,
I
feel like I keep holding out hope that like, even if my favorites do go home, that like at some point, once we're like at final eight or final nine, like I'll find like a new favorite, like
somebody.
Someone will give me that.
It happens, right?
Yeah, it happens.
And I can see, honestly, I don't like the guy, but I can see Nick being that sort of player where he's already at the point where he wants to flip and turn. I mean, they're basically going against each other now.
Right.
So it's like I can see Nick turning into that, like, you know, kind of like savage player and not giving a shit and like making that move if he does get the chance to get in power. But I don't know if he would have any luck, especially after this week. I don't know who's in HOH. I think Holly's HOH.
Holly's the HOH.
I think if he survives this week. I think you're absolutely right. He's one of those guys. He has nothing to lose, and those are the scariest people in the house. And he can if his game's going down, he's going to take people with him. And, you know, maybe he can rally some people. I definitely think he could be one of those pivotal characters for the rest of the game.
And, you know, we're talking about, you know, that Holly won HOH, so, you know, Nick's in trouble for sure.
Yep.
But, you know, the veto hasn't been played yet, and it seems like this has got to be a front door situation if Nick and Sam are in the game, and it's got to be one of the others. You can't leave one of them off the block. So he's got a chance to win a veto, and I feel like he could do it. And, you know, Sam for sure has a chance to win a veto, and, you know, anything could happen, really. But, you know, Nick's game isn't necessarily over.
Mm-hmm. And it might just be blossom a little bit with Bella now out of the game.
Yeah, I feel like people do play a lot differently once they're showmanship.
When they're, very true. I mean, even with my season, when Jess left, you kind of saw Cody step up and like try to play the whole, at that point it was too late, but he did try to play the whole social game, and you see it with every season. So I think that now he can kind of play his own game, and hopefully he can do something and be safe this week. Because I mean, I'm not rooting for the guy, but I want to see some shift and like some change in the game.
I'm with you. I always love a good power change in the house, you know, no matter where it was. It keep things interesting.
Yeah,
keep,
I think that's what TV. I think that's what this season really needs too. You almost had it with Cliff, but he kind of, you know,
exactly,
go through with it all the way and stuff. So we really want to see that shift in the House and how these people not in power would do.
Yeah.
That's what everybody keeps asking. Like, do you think this season can have a turnaround? And for sure, if these people, I think that they're getting to the point where they're realizing that they're messing up with all the like things that they're saying, to where like it's going to just start becoming game. Because obviously, I think that production has stepped in and like called them out on a few of their things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But now we're seeing, like, I wish Cliff would have stuck to his guns and just kept Jack and, you know, Mickey up there. But I think now for sure you're going to see the House divided, and we'll probably have, you know, two alliances just go after each other. So that's going to be, I think that'll be the turnaround for the season.
Yeah. I want to step back for a quick moment. And you mentioned Big Brother 19, and mm-hmm. we were talking about the showmances, because showmances are such a big part of this season. We need charts to keep them all straight, because they keep shifting around. I honestly would have trouble just going and making sure that I have every single one accurately as of like the last 10 minutes, because they shift around so much. But we were talking about Jess and Cody. They were kind of the first showmance to get broken up in your season, and they were talking about Nick and how his game might change because Bella's not there. One of the things that I was always wondering is when Cody got voted out of the House for the first time, I think it was week two, right? There was a lot of like talk outside the House about like, okay, is this the point where Jess's game can turn around now? Because she just kind of like got so associated with Cody, and it was like Cody who was kind of like drawing, like Cody was the one with the big target on his back. Like, do you, like, as someone who was there in the House, like, do you think, like, how, like, would she have been, like, would her game have been better off? Could she have gotten back in the mix had like Cody not then returned like a week later?
So I'm glad you asked that question. Yeah. Before, this is the thing. Yeah, you guys watch live feeds. You guys watch the show three times a week and everything. And with all of that, you still, I don't think anyone would truly understand the dynamic, the relationships, and being in that House. Yeah. That environment just does something. I think that the whole, I think that if Jess would have not made it so personal with certain people, at the end of the day, she was a huge target. She wasn't with that alliance. I get it. But I think that she could have mended some relationships and she would have done well. But as for me, we were head-to-head the whole season, me and her and Cody. So I was always going to target her. She was always going to target me. That was understood. But I think her dynamic with other people, yeah, for sure, I think that she could have been in a better spot if Cody didn't come back into the game. But, I mean, you never really know. Yeah, with Big Brother, never really know how it's going to play out.
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like there's another almost comparison there, because, you know, Jess, like you're saying, you and her butted heads, and, you know, there was that HOH, that one that she won.
Yeah.
It's like there's almost like some parallels to the Cliff HOH, where she goes in with one idea, where it's going to be to get rid of you, right? Because you were her target. And then the shot kind of misses and hits Ramses instead. And that's someone that she really could have used that vote and his help later on in the season. Even immediately, like the week following. I feel like we kind of got in like a similar situation where Cliff, I mean, maybe Cliff is not really in an alliance. I think it's tough for anyone to be in an alliance with Bella. But at the same point, that's a number, and there are a lot of people have that her as an enemy in the House, but not necessarily him.
Yeah.
So it's just hard to see why.
I agree. You saw it last season also with Fessy and Scotty. So you've seen people. Yeah, you've seen people make these mistakes, but in the same regard, like, it's, you guys are watching the show, but also we're not. So when you're in that House, you're not, unless you're in every single conversation and a huge alliance and all this information is coming to you and you're privy to all this information, you're not clear on what's really going on. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, we can say like, oh, Fessy's an idiot. And, you know, Jess was stupid for that, but she was out on so much information and she wasn't in on a lot of plans. So it's like, I mean, I think it still was a stupid move. I'm glad I'm glad it played out the way it did. Should I won, you? But but I mean, it's the same, like, she's not up on a lot of information and a lot of game that's happening and a lot of relationships that are forming, because it's not happening in her face. So it's like, I get when people do make those moves like that, like Fessy's move and all that stuff, because they're not privy to what we are as viewers, you know?
That's true.
Yeah, that's like the Nicole and Bella and Nick situation. You just don't know you don't know what to believe, and you have people telling you all these different things. It's easier for us because we have all the information. Mm-hmm. If you're in there,
yeah,
and you're
like, oh, you're an idiot. Yeah, and they're like, oh, I wouldn't have done it. I'm like, yeah, but you're watching. Like, it's different when you're in that house, and you get me. It's and you're clouded too, dude. You're so much paranoid. Clouded. You don't know who to trust, so you're mind.
Yeah, and if you just put your trust into the wrong person, then it's all game over, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, as a lot of people learned by making an alliance with Bella. Yeah. As it turns out, that's been bad for pretty much everyone's game so far that decided to work with her. So it's understandable why she's no longer in the house, but I think it was probably a mistake on Cliff's part. If you were Cliff in this situation where you're not necessarily in the numbers, but you have this HOH, would you have done the same thing he did by taking this shot?
No.
Like, how would you have played it?
Taking a shot at Bella?
Well, not necessarily Bella, but at first he takes the shot at Jack and Mickey and kind of gets gunshot after finding out about the diamond POV.
Go ahead. Yeah, that was the most frustrating. So I try to understand his logic because obviously they're promising safety. They didn't want to use the power. Dude, you had the opportunity to exhaust one that power. So you could have had, what's her name again? Christy. She could have used that power and it would have been wasted. And taking a shot at two people that targeted you the week before, there's no reasoning. In that game, the only thing that's clear is who's against you. So if you're not working with me, then you're against me. And he had it clear as day. He had that whole alliance try to vote him out the week before. So there was no reasoning behind his logic of working with them. Like, I don't get it, dude. Yeah. They could promise safety 2-3 weeks down. Either way, you're still out. You're still going to be the person at the bottom of the totem pole on their line. So it made no sense to me. He should have just taken a shot.
Yeah, Nick said it. You lost the game. You know, you have this opportunity. Yeah. And then you just did the dirty work for the six. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And at least he would have had Bella. Like, yeah, Bella wasn't to be trusted. But like Bella said, dude, that eviction speech was so good.
It was her best move.
It was the best move. It was golden because it was like she laid it out. Dude, she's a weak competitor. Mm-hmm. And you're basically going to keep a guy that's possibly going to beat all of you because he has the numbers, dude. He makes it to the end. He can probably win the game.
Yeah.
You know, because he has that huge alliance and that's jury votes. So it's like, I don't get it. I really don't.
Yeah. No, it's a tough thing to get, especially when you're looking at the house dynamics. And, you know, we've been talking about Jess and how like all the evidence is right there in front of her face. Like she even knows that there are these eight people who hang out together and you'd almost think they're in an alliance. And like, I feel like with this season, especially, like it's not always this way, but like, I feel with this season, if you pay attention to who's talking with who, you can figure out the alliances and the power dynamics pretty quick.
Like, oh yeah.
Who's working with each
other. There aren't a lot of great game players, so it's very simple.
I mean, no, there isn't. I feel like I'm watching Big Brother like preschool. It's like with so many seasons, dude, how are you guys playing like this? It's like, and I mean, I get it that a lot of people either have been recruits or just watched one or two seasons, but like, bro, you have a shot at 500K, do your homework.
Yeah.
You know, like, don't all be locked in an HOH room and then you're leaving like four people odd man out. Like, Jessica should have just seen that. When she saw all of them in the room, like having team meetings and things like that, it's like that's your signs. You know, when I would see things like that, I would be like, all right, obviously there's something happening there. Because if you're meeting up 2-3 times a day and I'm not involved, then that's an alliance. So it's like it's not that clear because people are not going to yell it out. But it's like you can pick up on, you know, you can pick up on things in the house. And it's I don't know how Jess hasn't.
Just
made a move. We're trying
clueless.
To like, yeah,
but they oh, I mean God. They've made it as clear as day too. Like they were in the room and they're like, no, we're talking game, get out. Like it doesn't
right,
get much yeah, more clear
right.
than that.
Yes,
so bad. So bad.
Every single person who wasn't in that alliance tried to get in the room when turned away. I mean, you gotta figure something's there
and they're just letting it happen. That's the annoying part, is it's just a cakewalk
this
for them.
This is another thing that I don't like. So people, when they do have the numbers and they have big alliances like that, and this is the thing, so people always give me shit, but I was in the end of being in a big alliance and I was also in the outs in the beginning, in the early like month of my season. I was for like a whole month, I was in the outs. Everybody wanted me out until they saw that they could use me some sort of way for their game. And I did that purposely. I was like, yo, how do I benefit people? I need to be an asset. That's how people are going to keep me in this house. I need to be an asset. So how am I going to be an asset? I'll play up the whole dumb card, the creating chaos and all that stuff. That was game. See, I mean, people view it how they want to view it on TV, but I knew in that house what I had to do for myself. And that's what I did. But either way, when you're in that big alliance and you have the numbers, people get really comfortable and they start to disregard everybody else that's not in it. And they're like, they get cocky with it. And that's what I feel that's happening with that whole grateful. I don't even know the name at this point. But I think that that's what's happening.
Undeniable minus three.
Undeniable.
The six shooter.
The six shooter. So they don't care, dude. They have the numbers. They know they're stacked. They know they're riding it all the way to jury. And at this point, they don't give two shit. So, and that's what I don't like. The cockiness of like, you feel untouched in a game that's so unpredictable. It's annoying to watch.
See, if I was in Cliff's shoes or whatever, I would have, even like anybody not in the six shooters, I would have tried to use kind of Bella the same way you kind of used your bombasticness and, you know, the pots and pans and everything. I would have weaponized Bella. I would have put her out there. She's got all this information and stuff. Use that. She can be your meat shield and everything while you have the numbers. Like, use that.
It's always going to be a bigger target than you. So why not keep her in the house and take out a huge target that was trying to vote you out the week before? Like, it's, I don't know. I've been trying to be, because I love Cliff. I'm rooting for Cliff. That's like my last, you know, last person I have hope for. But that whole week just was a dud.
Yeah, it started off so great, too. That was the most disappointing part is, you know, you actually think this game's going to change. It's going to flip a little bit. And then it's like, oh, we're back to exactly
I tweeted that last night. Yeah, I tweeted that. I was like, it's just so disappointing to even watch, like, get through the episode because it's like, fuck. You know what's going to happen.
I know, but I keep watching the season. I keep getting this like feeling like it's going to happen sooner or later. Like, is this a good week? It's going to happen. They're such a mess. Like, they're just such this alliance is like shooting themselves in the foot. They cut off three people, probably a week or two too soon. But despite all these mistakes and how obvious it is that they're working together, like, it just doesn't seem to fall apart. I mean, at least with your season, like, say what you will about Paul, he did a really great job of kind of putting in people's heads that the house is really one way when it was a completely different.
At least he played the game, you know?
Yeah. And it was,
Paul,
it's a lot.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just saying it's a lot. It's just a lot. It's just so different from like where the lines, like Alex and Jason, I had no idea where the lines really were. And they thought they were on the outs with Paul, but Paul was like, it was just it was a masterful game. Alienated one too many people, to be on the wrong side of a 5-4, but, very impressive.
I think that also with first of all, me and Paul are really good friends. We're kind of like brothers at this point, especially after an experience like that. So we're best friends, but the guy is a genius and one of the best to play. But also it was like, people were like, take the shot at Paul, make the move at Paul. I'm like, dude, Paul was only benefiting my game as much as I was benefiting his. Like, he was never targeting me. I was never targeting him. So yeah, for TV purposes, everybody wants to see that move being made. And I would say to producers in the DR, I was like, yeah, everybody wants me to take the shot, but right now is not the time to take the shot at him. And I'm not going to try to flip this house when the kid's only, he's protecting me. So it's like, it only benefited me to stick close to him. Now everybody else, not everybody else, but a few people, I was like, dude, I tried to like subtly be like, hey, like put them up on game. And they were so far gone that there wasn't even a conversation. Like, if I would have pushed my open them up to like Paul's game, it would have blown up my game. So I just had to stay shut and play my game the way I did. But I think that with this season, what's hard, it's like, at least, yeah, people were frustrated with 19, but it was a lot of game related. I know that it got intense and the fights were harsh and I watch them back and I cringe, but it was still very game oriented and all that stuff. With this, it feels very personal and it feels like people are being isolated and things like that for like personal reasons. Yeah. And it just feels like I'm watching, I don't know.
It's mob mentality. It's ugly stuff. And then it's not a lot of high level gameplay. Like you said, at least in your season, you have some gameplay in there.
It's never great watching people cry because of like what something said about them in the house. God. And like I know we have like this big brother tear fetish where it's just great like watching Polly cry because there's a butterfly. But like it's like that's one thing. But it's like sad when it's like Kat and she's crying because like Mickey said a thing or that's like it's just a lot tougher to watch.
I watch Mickey and I put myself, I was like, if I was in that house, would I align with him or would I go against him? And I just just look at him like, dude, there's no way. I just like, I don't like the guy. I would not work with him if I was in that house. I would go against the guy. So I just look at it from that perspective where it's like, he's just not a likable. I mean, I wouldn't vibe with the guy. So I just don't like him
as a player. Yeah, he's not the most likable. But he is, you know, he is one of the people that's actually kind of playing the game in the house and everything. So,
I'll give him that. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I completely get where you're coming from. He also seems like he is playing so hard that it's so obvious that I'm kind of surprised people don't just see that. Like Christy's seeing it a little bit. Some people are starting to see that. One thing I wanted to get back to about what you said was when you didn't want to take that shot at Paul, how hard was that for you to, you know, not give into peer pressure or anything like that and just be patient? Like that's got to be the hardest part.
Oh, the hardest. There was so many moments where I would legit go to the bathroom and like honestly just cry it out or go to my HOH room or go somewhere and like just vent it out because like these people are, I'm not going to say idiots, but I don't get it. Sure. How are we not seeing it clear as day? And this is the thing. I saw it from early on. One thing that's frustrating is that my edit in the beginning was very chaotic and all that stuff. And I was a mess on my seat. I was a complete mess. Like my anxiety was bad. I was all over the place emotionally, but I was always up on game and I would say it in my DR, but I never got that edit in the beginning of the season. And I guess because I wasn't involved in storyline or what, but I never got that edit. And then towards the end, it just seems like, oh, Josh had an awakening. I was like, no, I was onto that the whole season. I would go in my DRs and say it, but it wasn't shown, you know? And then in the house, I would stay quiet and I would sometimes say to a few people, but it's like, dude, you need one conversation can ruin your whole game. So that's how I thought about it every single time. I was like, is it worth it me having this conversation and trying to evict Paul? No, because it's going to cost me my game. So I just kept it. I just sat back on it. And I think that's what makes people good game players. It's like, know when you have to take a shot and know when it's not fucking worth you losing your game.
So pretty much the opposite of Bella.
Yeah.
No, I gotta say, I can't criticize your game at all. Like, I really can't. Like, as far as like all the times you could have taken a shot at Paul, like, I mean, clearly it worked out for you in the end.
Yeah.
You know, so you did a great job.
I think that another thing is the people that are each season is different. Each, you know, all the house guests are different. So we're the only ones that truly understand the dynamic and the relationships that we form. And you see it on TV, but we know how people, you know, how people make certain people feel and things like that and the relationships that are locked in. So I think that, you know, you see people get so much shit based on gameplay and personal, but we're the only ones that truly understand what goes down in that house. So it's like, that's why I kind of have a soft spot for the people on this season and everyone that plays Big Brother because it's like I know what it is to be in that house.
Yeah, you guys have been through the fire.
Yeah. So it's hard, dude. It's a hard game.
So how frustrating is that, you know, rewatching your season? Obviously, you won, so you're happy, but, you know, rewatching it and just seeing that you're not getting the complete edit that you feel like you should.
I don't care. I honestly, when I got out as a fan, I came and I was like, man, I won. That's all I wanted.
Exactly.
I did not sign up to be on Big Brother, to be the next Dan Giesling. Dan can have that.
Yeah.
You know, I signed up for a check and that's what I got. So it's like, I'm not mad at it. And even the fans that give me shit, I'm like, you can give me all the shit in the world, but I still have all my money intact.
Yeah,
so it's
I can't hear you over my paycheck, you know?
Exactly. You don't take a single dollar away from me. So it's like, I think that if I went in and now I would, I mean, if I did All Stars, the only way I would play, I would definitely play. I would want my game to be more visible instead of keeping so quiet and playing so paranoid. But I don't care, dude. I won. So it's like, I'm unfazed by
it. I mean, that's the right mindset, in my opinion.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. I think there's it's interesting that they're like, we, like you said, like we watch the live, like I'm a big live feeder. Like I'm a fan. I watch it. And you know, it's 24/7 live feeds but you don't really get everything that's going on in the house. Cause it's not fully 24/7. There are outages and there's only so many cameras and you're only in so many conversations. And so you don't really appreciate the, you know, everything that goes on in the house. But like at the same time, especially with this camp comeback twist that we had, where there are 16 people in the house, there are 16 different stories, and there's only, I mean, it's on three nights a week, but there's only so much you can fit into a show, especially if what's happening on the live feeds or in these personal conversations doesn't like fit into the story for that week, right?
Sure, because
you could show like a ton of stuff where like Mickey's in a fight this week or like whatever's happening, but like if Mickey's not HOH and he's not on the block, like what, like
exactly.
Yeah. And I think,
and that's what I agree with that. It's like, yeah, everybody like, oh, we want to see these people like their true colors and all that stuff. I'm like, but it doesn't relate to storyline and game. At the end of the day, it's a reality. It's a TV show.
Yeah, it's entertainment.
So like the producers are, yeah, exactly. It's entertainment, and the producers are putting together a story. So it's like, and I understood that when I got out. So it's like, there, if it doesn't fit in, it doesn't correlate with what's going on in the game, then there's no reason to add it. And it's like, just watch the show and enjoy it, you know, and just.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing with Big Brother fanhood. Like, you like that so many people love the show, but it gets, I mean, it's like us being a sports fan. It's just borderline obsessive and crazy, you know?
We have too much information at some point, and it just, but, you know, I feel like Big Brother is a type of show where eventually, like, Big Brother, more than most reality shows, does give the fans what they want. And if someone winds up being, like, a real heel jerk.
Yeah.
Eventually, it's gonna turn. Like, and eventually, we're gonna see. And like, if you're upset that like whatever person you dislike the most in the house isn't getting the edit you think they should, just wait. You'll get it.
Yeah,
you'll
get it sooner.
That makes it sweeter too. You know, because they're so high that the downfall is so much better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You're redo. Yeah, they'll for sure. I mean, there's. They know how they do it. That's why the show's been so successful. And like everybody wants to see Mickey and Jack exposed. I'm like, it's gonna happen, dude. They're not gonna continue to. It's gonna happen in one episode or, you know, down the line. So
yeah, you're starting to see it a little bit with Jack and Mickey and stuff.
Yeah,
getting the greatest edit anymore and stuff, but obviously not showing their true full colors.
Yeah, yeah. Jack certainly has gotten it worse than Mickey. I think probably because Mickey's in maybe a better position in the game. It's hard to tell. It seems like everybody's against them, but no one wants to actually turn.
Also, another thing that I think about too, it's like, dude, Big Brother is a family show. It's a PG show. Mm-hmm. It's like there's only so much they can really air and show and add on to the episodes, because it's like there is kids watching this, and if you don't think that the producers are thinking that, they're not going to drop Mickey saying some racist shit on air, you know, saying something like that. So it's like, in a way, it's not, they're like, oh, they're protecting them and no, it's like, dude, it's a family show. They're not going to air some ignorant stuff. And it also doesn't go with story. So it's like, you know, of course some people want to see that edit, but it's like, they're also, they know what they're doing.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's a really, really good point. You know, they're protecting the brand. And so I understand that.
Yeah. And they will eventually show that, especially if fans continue to be like upset over this and you're mm-hmm. making your voices heard. And I'm sure that they are listening, you know, even if you don't think they're doing a lot about it, they are for sure listening.
Oh, for sure. I give it not even two episodes before they start showing making that in like that light, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not even two episodes where they just like start kind of exposing the kid.
Yeah, especially because he's had such a, like, when we get into this and they'll start showing it hopefully more, but he's had a pretty tumultuous week and it's not looking like it's going to get much better.
Yeah, you can, yeah, yeah. They can show all that stuff in like flashbacks. Mm-hmm. Big Brother is not afraid to show a good flashback and go back a couple months to do a super cut of all the times that you were a jerk or something. So
yeah, they have all those reserved for the right time.
Yeah, so we'll celebrate the Mickey Exposed party coming soon.
Twitter is going to be celebrating that. The guy, but I mean, he's I don't know. I'm trying to be nice.
Hey, like we get it. Yeah. We're in the same place. We are filled with we love this show so much. We really do.
Yeah,
we want the best for Big Brother, and we want the best for the people in the Big Brother house. Like, we just
it's funny. It's kind of like rooting for like a really bad football team, like rooting for the Browns. And it's like you love the institution, you love them so much, but you just get disappointed all the time. It's like, and then the one win, you know, like they go 1-15. That one win is just sweet, sweet victory. And it's like your Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is where I'm coming from. It's like. And dude, I honestly had a conversation with my dad about this last night. It's like, my season, I did not have much, if any, alum support. Everybody was trashing me on Twitter, trashing me on social media. So it was like, I got out and all these people that I was huge fans of, they were all trashing me. So it's like, I wanted, from when I got out, I was like, I'm going to do different. Because that support that I wanted, I got it from very few people. So I wanted to do different, and I don't want to be an asshole and like go off on Twitter and say how I really feel about Mickey and certain people.
Sure.
Even though I don't agree with a lot of the things that at all. I don't stand or defend what they said, but as an alum, I just want to do better and not be that sort of asshole that's just bashing people. Cause like their character and all that stuff, because it happened to me. But I'm not gonna lie, Mickey makes it really hard. He makes it really hard to like try to not be as opinionated and say how I really feel about the guy. But I just want to, in a way, just not really sit here and bash him. If I do bash him, I want it to be all game related instead of like personal attacks.
You know? Sure.
That's how you know it's bad, though, where you've taken this stance and you're like, I'm going to be nice to people, but you know what? I can't do it anymore.
And last season, I didn't have that feeling with not one person. This season, it like Jack and Mickey just make it so hard. Because every time I'm tweeting during live shows, I'm like, I just want to go off. And then I have to backtrack and be like, dude, do better.
Yeah.
You know, like, don't be that person, you know?
Yeah, you're tweet drafts probably have a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Be sure to clear those out sometimes. Yeah. You don't want to accidentally post those. That happened to me once.
Oh, no.
That's all right. Josh, I'm just curious. You mentioned you liked Cliff for sure, and we're Cliff fans here.
Cliffomaniacs,
that's right. And you liked Nicole too. Is there anyone else in the house that kind of like feels like they've got some kind of like Josh upside to them? We're
like an underrated
at some point. Yeah, like we're not expecting them right now, but like in a couple weeks they're gonna come on strong.
I think Sam. So the people I'm rooting for right now is Nicole, yeah. Cliff, Sam, and Kat.
Okay.
I think that for me, Sam and Kat just bring that energy, that personality. They're awesome to watch in the DR.
100%.
And I think in the game right now, they're in a unique position where like they're not really huge targets and nobody's really looking to take a shot at them right now. So they have the opportunity to like, you know, if they do get in power, make that move. I don't know how much of a big game player Kat's going to be, but I do hope that if she's ever in HOH or with the opportunity to make a move, I hope she does. I think that Sam has proven that he's a strong player, and I think that he, if he steps away a bit from that alliance, I think that he can make some moves too. So I'm rooting for them for sure.
Yeah. Well, I think the alliance stepped back from him. So no worries about separating himself from that alliance, right?
If Sam can survive this week, I totally agree that he's in a pretty good spot. Yep. If he survives and stuff, and he could be a number, and he's obviously good enough in competitions.
Yeah.
He's just in such a weird middle spot right now that he needs some things to break his way.
He might get lucky, because I feel like it's tough for Nick moving forward, and Sam's in trouble if Nick wins that veto for sure. Like, he's dead in the water. If he can get through this week, it's just tough for I think the attention in the Big Brother house to be like so focused on like getting these three out, 1, 2, 3. Like at some point, getting the one out's easy, getting the two outs a little bit harder than getting the one out, but going 3 for 3 is especially tough. And I think if he can make it through, but like we gotta figure, like, he's gotta figure out a place to go, and he just doesn't have a place to go yet.
Yeah, and it's frustrating because you have players like Jessica that's playing, not even playing the game.
She's not.
You have players like Jessica, she's not playing the game at all. You have people like Christy that she has no idea. I mean, she's with that alliance, but she's kind of like back and forth. So it's like, if you had people that would stick together by Nick's side, I think that he can have a chance. But I think that a lot of people are playing it safer right now. And what, we're going into week 6? I think this is the point where you start playing the game and you step it up and start making moves. And I don't see a lot of them doing that, like Holly, really, and Elise, no. So it's like, I think that Nick is a dead man walking either way.
Yeah, you know? It feels like Holly's, he's already a target. What Mickey wants.
Exactly.
Probably. We're not expecting an awful lot of crazy fireworks going on in this particular HOH. Like, it's probably going to be fairly open and shut. But we are very interested in seeing if Holly can kind of like make something of this HOH and build some power and get some chips to play down the road.
And just seeing Holly, we don't know much about her.
Right. That'll be great too, because like legit, like we don't know anything about her, and the best way to learn something
other than she knows Kat.
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah, I'm.
Yeah,
I feel like Kat is probably going to be our last hope. I think she is going to be. I think she is in it for the long haul.
She's got the veto queen in her and stuff. Like,
yeah,
I feel like she can make some moves. I just hope that she, maybe, you know, now that she voted to evict Mickey, that maybe that splits her up from them and she starts going after those six shooters.
Well, I think she's got she kind of clued us into it like last week. I just love her on live TV too. But she clued it, like, don't think I don't know what's going on. You know, I vote to evict. And again, this week, like, we get like, this is like little, like, Like, she's ready. She's ready for that thing to fall apart. And she's in a great position for when that thing falls apart.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to be in Kat's spot, and only Kat is in her spot.
Exactly.
I think everyone's just waiting for Christy to save them. I think that's what Cliff's hoping for. Yeah. Like, this is going to be the week. Christy's finally going to make her move. And no, she's not.
Cliff just playing the waiting game is just so frustrating.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude. And like, that waiting game will get you sent home.
Yep.
Because when an opportunity presents itself, you don't think twice, dude. And he did. He messed that up completely. So it's like, he had the opportunity to make the move and he didn't.
Especially after taking the shot too. Like, you took the shot.
Yeah.
Finished the shot at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh,
couldn't
boy.
Agree more.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you had to pick right now, who's your winner?
Oof. I mean,
putting you on the spot.
I think, dude, as much as I'm not rooting for them in any sense, but they are in a really good spot. I think Tommy, dude. I think that Tommy, nobody has really said they wanted to target Tommy. And he's in that huge alliance. He has the numbers.
Yeah.
When it comes to jury time, most of them are going to be in the jury. So I think that he has a really good shot at winning. And he is playing a really good game in a social game also. And somebody on my side that I would love to see win would be either Nicole, but I doubt it. I think she's going to have, like, it's going to be hard for her to get there. And Kat, yeah, I think that Kat is in a really good spot too. So I think that Kat could possibly win it all. I don't know. But if I'm being honest, I think Tommy.
Yeah. Yeah. He was kind of one of our early, I think my early, like, cast assessment, like, winner pick. Like, I think he could go very far.
Yeah, and he has not
turned out the way I thought he would, but he is in a good spot.
He's in a good spot, and then it's kind of weird, but Christy's the bigger threat of their couple, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if they grant that final two deal they have, and he's sitting next to her, the guy's going to win hands down.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of people are going to look at Christy in that final two and, like, think back about, like, how they pinned all of their hopes on, like, Christy's flipping, and it never happened, and just, like, yeah. I think that's going to be tough for her. But I think she is in the mix. Like, I for sure think she could win at the end,
I'm probably going to get so much shit for this, but even Jack, dude, if Jack can continue to get by, I think he can win the whole thing. If he's sitting next to somebody like Annalise or Holly or one of them, it's the guy's going to win. You know, so it's like, you never know. I don't count Jack out either. And as much as we don't like him, I mean, he is in that big alliance. He's playing a good game in that house with the dynamic of those house guests. He is playing a good game. So I don't count him out either.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of final twos that Jack loses, but I think there are a few that he might win. You know, if I'm Jack, I want to be sitting next to Jess. I think that's
slam
dunk. It's probably a little bit harder with Holly, because I think a lot of the women who are still left, and I think we're going to kind of wind up where a lot of the guys are going to wind up going before a lot of the women do, and I think there will be more women on the jury than guys. So that may wind up playing into it. I think even Tyler was saying, like, on social media, he thinks Jack has a good shot at it. And, you know, it's not about what we think, right? That's what makes Big Brother, like, what it is. Like, it's not a game this ain't OTT. America doesn't vote on the winner. The last nine people out.
Lost that one. Yeah. True, man.
Yeah. All right, man. So I think we're kind of just about wrapped up. But do you have anything that you wanna plug or tell us about before we sign off here, dude?
I mean, not really, dude. I mean, thanks for having me. This was fun. I can tell you guys are huge fans. So anytime, just let me know. Hopefully, next time I come, I'll meet the time that we're supposed to do it. But,
no worries, man.
If you guys want to chat, I'm so down.
Yeah, we'd love to have you back.
Yeah, sweet. And I mean, I will be back on future challenges, which is going to be fun. I'm going to continue doing TV. So whoever's into the challenge, stay tuned. There's a lot coming really soon. So it's going to be fun. And I don't know. Hopefully this season turns around and, you know, we'll have some good gameplay and keep enjoying it.
Yeah, we're all hoping for that. What about, like, on social media? Anywhere we can follow you?
Oh, yeah. So my Instagram is Josh_Martinez_. And then my Twitter is JoshMBB19, which I'm dying to change that. Don't judge me. My sister made it during my season.
Better than your Skype name.
Yeah. No kidding. Shit.
The random string of 16 characters.
Random code.
I thought you sent me your password for a second. I was like, I don't know.
Oh, fuck. Hey, you guys were awesome, dude. Thank you so much.
Oh, no, the pleasure was all ours. You're fantastic talking to you. Like you said, we're huge Big Brother fans, and it's always a
big Josh fans too.
Yeah, big Josh fans, big Challenge fans, big everything fans. It's just so
big Hog Energy fans.
Yeah, just so fun to talk to someone who we were rooting for back in the day and continue to root for on MTV's The Challenge.
Thanks. You guys are the thanks, homies.
All right. Well, listen, dude, you have a great summer, and we'll talk to you again for sure. All right.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right. Peace out. For everybody else listening, you've been listening to the Big Brother Brothers, the ultimate unofficial podcast from your friends at TV Guide. Stay tuned here. We'll be back next week with another new episode.
Don't forget to follow us or subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play. What am I missing?
iHeartRadio?
iHeartRadio.
That's pretty good, though. That's pretty good. You got it down there.
I almost nailed it.
You got it better down than I do. I just mentioned all sorts of social media accounts that we're not even on. Yeah. So that's good. I'm glad someone's paying attention. All right. See you back here next week, everybody. Bye-bye.